Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and oh, how I've looked forward to spending this time with you. I pray, as I have been ministering these last several weeks on a series that I have developed, I pray for those who have been able to listen that it is a blessing to your heart. We know we live in difficult times. The enemy knows his time is short. And I know from personal experience, from personal contact with friends, through the letters that come in and the emails, this has been a very difficult time. This last year, last 2 years, has been fraught with many spiritual battles, many physical battles, circumstantial, financial, loved ones. And so God placed on my heart, as we are entering into a new season, I truly believe, where we will have an understanding of, in a greater measure, of why does God permit afflictions in our lives. And as I have said over the years many times, that the Word actually preaches itself. And so I developed this series, and we've gotten through three aspects or portions of it now, and there's still some yet to share with you. We're going to be finishing up today on the chastening of the Lord, Lord willing. But my heart was to simply take God's Word, and it actually can preach itself. And so the comments that I make are, every single one is based on Scripture. And I developed this series with nothing but a Bible and a concordance. And so it is, I spent a comprehensive time in examining the Word of God and trying to bring us all understanding of that. The pivotal scripture we were looking at in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now, there's a statement from the Word of God that which cooperates with what Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. But the important thing, it doesn't end there. It says, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all, delivereth him out of them all, the righteous. And so, beloved, what we have done in recent weeks, we have taken an overview, looking at what goes on in afflictions, even what it means. That very word, afflict, in case you haven't been able to be with us, that verb form is to distress so severely as to cause persistent suffering or anguish, to trouble or to injure. And so we laid a foundation, and then we looked at a spiritual warfare. And if you would want to rehear, or if you would like to hear them, just feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen. They're archived there for a number of years, so at your convenience, you can listen. So we looked at spiritual warfare, and then we most recently, have been looking at the chastening of the Lord. What is it, and what are God's purposes in it? And with the Lord's help, we're going to finish that up today. And there are, at least in terms of my sharing with you, seven purposes in chastisement that I glean from the Word of God. First of all, when God chastens us, He's convincing us, proving to us of sin in our lives. He's convincing us of sin. Psalm 119:67 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. And also, of course, when we're chastened of the Lord, that produces humility. In 2 Corinthians 12:7, a familiar passage of Paul's thorn in the flesh, he says in 2 Corinthians 12:7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, is very clear, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And of course, when we're going through afflictions, they cause us to seek God in prayer. And how do we pray? Well, obviously, to know the cause of our trouble, for pardon and deliverance from sin. And then we understand, when we are convinced of sin, that it will lead us to a confession of sin. In Psalm 32 and 5, again, this is just by way of review, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. It turns us to God. Nehemiah 1:9, but if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. And they increase our devotion to the Lord. Again, a scripture to back that up, Psalm 71:20-22. Thou, which has shewed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. And then, the final point I'd like to share with you on the chastening of the Lord, it keeps us from again departing from the Lord. Have you ever had the Lord teach you a lesson that was so significant and profound that you would not do that again? I can remember there were some very powerful times in my life when I went astray and God knew how to bring me back. Let me share some scriptures to substantiate that claim. Job 34:31-32. Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. And then in Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, verses 10 through 11, the prophet says, and they shall bear the punishment of their iniquity, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither be polluted any more with all their transgressions, that they may be my people, and I may be their God, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel prophesying the word of the Lord. And then we should always remain and keep a sober and a pious state of mind, attitude of heart. Whatever resolutions that we make when we're in a time of afflictions, chastisement, have you ever said, oh Lord, if you just get me out of this, I promise to do whatever it is. Well, beloved, it's most important that we follow through and we keep our word. You know, the word is very strong on the statements that God is faithful. He keeps his word. He's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. What he says, he means. He's a God that doesn't change. And because we're his children, we have that responsibility, the onus of burden, that we have to be like him. Let our yea be yea and our nay, nay. Let us be trustworthy. Let us speak the truth. In love, let us be faithful to keep our words as much as possible. Now, of course, we're human, and sometimes circumstances happen beyond our control that that ability to keep our word is not possible. But in terms of as much as it is possible, even if it, you know, sometimes we will swear to our own hurt. That's what the word says. In other words, even if it's inconvenient for us, if we wish we hadn't said it, nonetheless, because we gave our word, we want to be faithful to complete that. And God will honor that. He sees your willingness to be faithful to his word, to be like Jesus. And when you say something, that you're going to do something, Lord willing, and the crick don't rise, you will do it. All right, let me share a passage of scripture back up this determination to be faithful to whatever promises we make to God. Psalm 66, verses 13 through 14. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. And some of you, in fact, there's just a couple of you turned in late to the broadcast, but that especially, God wanted you to hear that particular passage of Scripture. And I won't read it again, but it's Psalm 66, verse 13 and 14. I think the Lord's prompting some memories in terms of things that you promised you'd do for God. And, well, time slipped along, and you just haven't quite gotten around to it. Well, He's gently reminding you of that. Praise God. All right, beloved, there's so much more that could be shared, but as I said, I'm trying to just give a general understanding of why we experience afflictions from many different aspects, from many different angles. Now, what we'll start tomorrow is the fourth part in this series, and that is afflictions in the life of the Christian, our ministry to others. When we go through afflictions, troubles, battles, it's not just in terms of our own personal experience, whatever God is doing personally, but also God has a wider and more general purpose for that, that where we can actually affect the lives of others. And I'll be, sharing a great deal of Scripture to substantiate what God expects of us when we are in a time of battle and what we can do to help minister to others. Praise God. Well, beloved, I hope you'll be able to tune in tomorrow. And if, as I mentioned, anytime you miss the broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they're there for your convenience. I love you, and my beloved UCM partners and my radio family, I do pray for you every day. Even those of you who don't write, God knows your need, and I do pray and ask for God's blessings that you would be delivered from every work of the enemy and God's purposes and destiny brought forth in your life. So I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. If you email and would like a personal letter, please share your mailing address. I love you. Thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.